This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, the breaking news. Former Vice President Mike Pence appears before a federal grand jury investigating the January 6th assault on the Capitol. What his testimony could mean for former President Trump. Here are tonight's headlines. Mike Pence under oath for 7 hours. What we're learning. The 21-year-old Air National Guardsman accused of leaking America's secrets in court. The cache of weapons and tactical gear found in his bedroom. Why he was previously flagged by law enforcement. Residents across the Midwest evacuate as the Mississippi River swells to dangerous levels.
Former columnist E. Jean Carroll returned to the stand today in a Manhattan courtroom.
Now, Carroll faced cross-examination after telling her side of the story to the jury Wednesday.
One round.
Crime in America, the ATF shows us how cheap parts are making guns deadlier and the streets more dangerous.
How often are you seeing these now?
About 50% more than we saw last year.
50% more?
Absolutely.
A new diabetes drug used to lose weight. But what about the side effects?
People are reading about these, their friends are taking them, they're hearing about celebrities that are taking them.
Legendary talk show host Jerry Springer has died.
Take care of yourself and each other.
Put your pinky rings up to the moon!
And James Corden's final commute, the host of The Late Late Show and his last carpool karaoke. Good evening and thank you for joining us on this Thursday night. We begin with some breaking news here in Washington. CBS News has confirmed that former Vice President Mike Pence appeared before a grand jury investigating efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Pence testified for more than 7 hours about the events leading up to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Special Counsel Jack Smith wanted to know about Pence's conversations with former President Donald Trump and Trump's alleged role in plans to block congressional certification of President-elect Joe Biden's election victory. A federal appeals court on Wednesday rejected Trump's last-minute bid to try and block Pence's testimony. CBS's Robert Costa is going to start us off tonight from outside the federal courthouse here in D.C. Good evening, Robert. In 7 hours, that's a lot of testimony.
Indeed. Good evening, Nora. Former Vice President Mike Pence at the center of the storm before and during the Capitol attack. And today, sources told CBS News he came prepared to tell the truth within certain legal bounds about what really happened behind the scenes in that relentless effort to get him to stop the Biden presidency.
Special Counsel Jack Smith got his star witness today, former Vice President Mike Pence, whose appearance before the grand jury was one former President Donald Trump repeatedly tried to block.
Pence's SUV left the D.C. courthouse this evening after his lengthy session with investigators.
USA! USA! Trump, citing executive privilege, wanted to stop Pence from sharing details about the days leading up to the January 6 attack and Trump's pressure campaign to overturn the 2020 election.
Will you, for example, be able to testify in your view about the private conversations you have had with President Trump?
People can be confident that we'll obey the law, we'll comply with the law.
Trump leaned into Pence privately and publicly on January 6th.
And I hope Mike is going to do the right thing. I hope so.
Pence's refusal to block the certification of the election infuriated Trump. Now, with Pence moving closer to entering the race for the White House, his testimony today could affect the legal and political fate of his potential rival.
There may be no better witness about what the president knew and was going to do and tried to do than the vice president himself.
Sources tell CBS News that Pence prepared for this for weeks, talking with his lawyers about the chronology of key players, what they did, the memos they sent him, all to make sure he was ready for the questions from the special counsel. Nora.
Robert Costa with that breaking news at the courthouse. Thank you. Let's turn now to that national security case involving leaked classified documents. A Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of posting military secrets online. Well, he appeared in court this afternoon. CBS's Catherine Herridge reports that federal prosecutors want 21-year-old Jack Teixeira to remain behind bars pending trial.
Wearing an orange jumpsuit, 21-year-old Jack Teixeira sat impassively, and his family left the detention hearing without comment. After his dramatic arrest this month, prosecutors allege investigators found a gun locker in his bedroom at his mom's Massachusetts home and weapons including rifles, AK-style weapons, and a bazooka. The court documents accuse the Air National Guardsman, who held a top-secret clearance, of searching online about mass killings at a Buffalo supermarket, a Uvalde, Texas elementary school, among others, and posted disturbing comments saying he wanted to, quote, kill a ton of people. 5 years ago, it's also alleged Teixeira was suspended from high school for talking about Molotov cocktails, guns, and making racial threats.
It was given his alleged history. How did Teixeira pass the background security clearance?
The Air Force and the Department of Defense are also taking a look at security protocols and practices here. I think the short answer to your question is we don't know.
Teixeira's apparently threatening high school behavior was flagged to local police and initially blocked him from purchasing weapons. But that changed after Teixeira cited his position of trust in the U.S. government. After allegedly posting classified material on a social media platform, prosecutors accused Teixeira of smashing computers and a gaming console and telling others to delete all messages. The government says Teixeira began accessing highly classified materials in February last year, and not all of it has publicly surfaced and has the capacity to cause additional exceptionally grave damage to the national security.
The Air Force temporarily suspended two commanders of Teixeira's unit and stripped them of their access to classified systems. Further disciplinary action has not been ruled out. And today, prosecutors suggested more charges are possible for Teixeira, who already faces 25 years if convicted. Nora.
A lot of new information, Catherine. Thank you. Communities along the upper Mississippi River are bracing as floodwaters continue to rise due to heavy rains and spring snowmelt. Five states, including Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, are seeing some of the worst river flooding in two decades. Meteorologist Nick Stewart from our CBS affiliate, KGAN, is following the rising waters from Guttenberg, Iowa.
This is the commute for some people living along the Mississippi River, where floodwaters now cover the roads.
You know, this is a little bit extreme. So I don't have any heat, I don't have any water. It's like camping in an expensive house.
On the islands dotting the river, many homes are now accessible only by boat.
You can't tell, but this is Riverview Road. It has become part of the Mississippi River. It will be cresting soon, the highest crest in more than two decades. The Mississippi River is approaching, or is at, major flood stage all along Iowa's eastern border. Melting snow is feeding the river with flood warnings from the border of Canada to Louisiana.
We've got about 20 inches of water in the basement. This is part of the life that you know. You're on the water, so you have to take the good with the bad.
Down the river from here in Dubuque, the mighty Mississippi is expected to crest this weekend at 23 feet. Flood stage is at 16 feet. A major flood risk stretches through the next week.
And there's 17 floodgates, and for the third time since we built the system in 1973, that we'll have it completely closed.
And many protective levees in eastern Iowa were built after the devastating flood of 1965. It's not expected to get anywhere near that this time. And with drier weather in the forecast, these river levels will slowly start to recede early next week. Nora.
Nick Stewart, thank you. The former magazine columnist accusing former President Donald Trump of rape and defamation faced intense cross-examination today. E. Jean Carroll testified that she was emboldened to come forward with her accusation after the Harvey Weinstein scandal and the rise of the Me Too movement. CBS's Elaine Gahano is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
Donald Trump's attorney Joe Tacopina wasted no time trying to raise doubts about E. Jean Carroll's allegation that in the mid-1990s, former President Trump assaulted her in a New York department store dressing room. Tacopina asked Carroll about, quote, supposedly being raped by Trump. Not supposedly, Carroll replied, I was raped. That's your version, Tacopina responded. Carroll, those are the facts. Carroll alleges the attack was violent and left her traumatized. She did not report it to police. In a heated exchange, Tacopina noted Carroll never screamed at Trump during the assault or screamed for help. I'm not a screamer, Carroll testified, adding later in a raised voice, I'm telling you, he raped me, whether I screamed or not. Tacopina suggested Carroll made the allegation publicly just to sell her autobiography, which was released in 2019. Carroll denied that and said she came forward after women began sharing their stories during the Me Too movement. Trump has repeatedly denied the allegations. In a statement, the communications director for Trump's reelection campaign called the civil trial a fake case and a witch hunt.
This case is 100% revolving around the credibility of E. Jean Carroll. These nine jurors must believe her in order to find for her and award damages.
E. Jean Carroll will resume her testimony on Monday. Now, that's the same day Donald Trump is expected to leave for a four-day visit to his golf clubs in Scotland and Ireland. Nora?
Elaine Cajano at the courthouse, thank you. We want to turn now to a possible breakthrough in the fight against obesity. Drug maker Eli Lilly today said one of its medications used to treat type 2 diabetes has shown promising results when it comes to weight loss, and it's asking the FDA for fast-track approval. CBS's Nikki Batiste reports in tonight's Health Watch, it could become the most effective treatment for those looking to lose weight.
People taking Mounjaro lost up to 25 pounds.
It's the newest drug causing a frenzy, and the drug maker says it's the most effective for weight loss yet.
I asked my doctor specifically for Mounjaro.
In August, Rachel Graham's doctor told her she was about 65 pounds overweight and pre-diabetic. She was prescribed Mounjaro.
The weight loss was slow and steady, 2 or 3 pounds a week consistently until I had lost 65 pounds.
In a late-stage trial, Eli Lilly says overweight patients with diabetes lost up to 16% of their body weight. In an earlier trial, overweight patients without diabetes lost up to 22.5% of their body weight.
Mounjaro affects two hormone receptors that affect appetite and satiety. So it turns out the combination works a little bit better.
Those using two other popular drugs for weight loss, Ozempic and Wegovy, lost up to 15% of their body weight. Social media has increased the demand and the number of prescriptions is soaring.
People are coming in asking for the medication by name.
Common side effects include nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Some have reported hair loss, and the medication needs to be taken long term.
If the medicine is stopped, there is a very good chance that the weight will be regained.
Mounjaro costs about $1,000 a month, and it's not covered by most insurance. Nikki Batiste, CBS News, New York.
Tonight, we continue our look at crime in America with a focus on illegal guns. There's new data from the CDC that reveals 8 in 10 murders in the U.S. involve a firearm. And as we are about to show you, small changes to these weapons are making guns more deadly and the streets more dangerous. To see for ourselves, we went to the ATF lab right here in the nation's capital.
What kind of gun are we firing?
It's a Glock 17.
This type of gun on its own is legal, but a simple device can make it more dangerous and illegal.
Explain what a Glock switch is.
So these are actually referred to as machine gun conversion devices. You can see some of these are mass-produced, metallic made, and then some of these are additive materials, 3D printed. And this is what you'll hear referred to as a switch.
The conversion devices are small and inexpensive. They cost as little as $20, but can change a handgun to fire 15 rounds in under 2 seconds.
These are both 3D printed.
These ATF techs showed us how on a modified gun, one trigger pull is altered from this to this.
You're really kind of spraying bullets.
Absolutely, especially out of a handgun. It's very hard to maintain a weapon that small with that amount of fire.
We're talking about violent offenders.
Commander Lachey Makel ran the Metro Police Gun Recovery Unit and now oversees the 7th District.
In your job, Commander, how often are you seeing these now?
We're seeing them with a degree of regularity, about 50% more than we saw last year.
And that's because it makes this gun much more dangerous?
Absolutely. It increases the likelihood that we're going to encounter multiple victims when these are used. And also, in those singular victim incidents, it increases the likelihood that those incidents will be fatal.
The ATF has seen a nearly 600% increase nationwide of modified weapons. And just last month, the MPD recovered a 3D printer making illegal weapon parts.
I think we understand as the police department that, you know, this is a nationwide issue. We understand that we can't arrest our way out of this. We need assistance.
D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti, set to join the FBI, says the justice ecosystem needs an overhaul to keep illegal guns from causing more harm.
There have been more mass shootings in America in 2023 than there have been days. How much do you worry about a mass shooting in D.C.?
There's something that's on my mind every day while we're sitting here. You take, you know, one person with one firearm that's capable of shooting, you know, 100 rounds of ammunition at very rapidly in a short period of time. You know, that can happen anywhere at any time. And we see these converter switches that are able to convert semi-automatic firearms into fully automatic firearms. Those are things that keep me up at night.
And we'll have much more of our reporting tomorrow on CBS Mornings. WNBA star Brittney Griner holds an emotional news conference months after returning from detention in Russia. That's next.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life, or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. You'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
WNBA superstar Brittany Griner held an emotional news conference in Phoenix today, speaking to reporters for the first time since her release from a Russian penal colony in December. The 32-year-old All-Star held back tears, talking about her resilience. She's returning to the game, but vows to never again play overseas unless she's representing the U.S. at the Olympics.
I'll say this, you know, the whole reason a lot of us go over, you know, is the pay gap. You know, a lot of us go over there to make an income to support our families.
Griner says she hopes as many people who covered her ordeal will cover the WNBA and bring exposure to the league. Well, talk show titan Jerry Springer has died. We'll look back on his colorful career next. Former Cincinnati mayor and tabloid talk show host Jerry Springer died today after a brief illness. The Jerry Springer Show was a guilty pleasure for millions of viewers from 1991 to 2018. His program featured outrageous topics and fiery confrontations, which often resulted in bleeped out arguments and chair throwing. Jerry Springer was 79 years old. A late night host is ready to say goodbye with one last musical road trip. That's next.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After more than 8 years, James Corden is stepping away from The Late Late Show here on CBS. Corden invented many signature sketches, but one in particular got the most mileage. Here's CBS's Ben Tracy.
James Corden turned his love of music and need to get to work.
Baby, you can drive my car.
Into an iconic late-night sketch.
That's what makes you beautiful. Oh!
Carpool Karaoke first hit the road in 2015.
I was like, this is bulletproof. This will work as a segment. I know it will.
But then his first passenger showed up.
Mariah Carey came out of the house and said to me, listen, I'm not going to sing today.
I'm not singing today. I was up all night.
And you can see me in the cover like, come on.
Was there a moment when you realized this is working?
Michelle Obama, you know, her team calling the office direct to say the First Lady would really like to do a carpool
nice
karaoke.
If you like it, then you should
have better made it. You know the dance? And you're like, oh, okay, I guess this is working, you know.
His 2016 sing-along with Adele has been viewed more than 260 million times. Tonight, she's in the driver's seat.
How come one becomes so blinded by choices that somebody else made?
With James Corden finally riding shotgun, it's one more for the road.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Ben Tracy, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Singing always makes us happy. All right, a programming note, we're just 2 weeks away from Mother's Day, and the CBS Evening News wants to honor a special mom in your life. So send us an email, honoring at cbsnews.com, or text me at 202-217-1107 with why you think your loved one should be featured. And we can't wait to read your nominations. That's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.